Timmy's
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. So, just before we get into the second part of our E3 chat from last week, I'm still very sick. I actually have tonsillitis. So, yay! I've been spending time at home recuperating, trying to regulate my temperature and trying to sort of, I don't know, exist not in complete pain, which very difficult. Not going to lie, I've had a miserable time of it. And yeah. But don't worry, guys, because we'll be back with more podcasts and videos and stuff. I just wanted to give a quick intro, because we sort of chopped the E3 chat in half, so you'll be jumping right back into it. But just before we go into that, I just wanted to mention there was a guy on YouTube called Etika, and he would do like reaction videos to Nintendo news, and he sort of focused a lot on Nintendo stuff, and I'd watch some of his reaction videos to, like, Smash Brothers reveals, because he's always like, oh my god, sort of. Unfortunately, he died this week. For me, I just want you all to know that if you're... He killed himself, basically. Or it seems that he's killed himself. And I just want you all to know that if any of you ever feel anything like that, you start having dark thoughts, just know that Big Timmy loves you, no matter what. Unless you kill Milo, then he wouldn't love you. But no, Big Timmy loves you, and if you need to talk. I think the Big Timmy's house direct messages on Twitter are available, and you know, find someone to talk to, anyone, and know that you are loved, and don't do anything silly. I'm going to put the numbers for the Samaritans in the description for the podcast, and you can talk to them if you need to, if you can't get a hold of me, if I'm asleep. But yeah, look, we don't need to lose anyone else to suicide. Just don't do it. It's a public service announcement from Big Timmy's house. No, sorry for bringing you down. Hopefully the rest of the episode will have a few yucks in it. But yeah, I love you guys.
I can't, oh, I've got an iPad.
You can just Google unicorn sex.
Witcher 3 unicorn.
There's some games that I'm interested in. I can't quite remember what they were about now. But there was Bleeding Edge that I can't remember what it is now. Elder Ring seemed interesting. That was more of a fantasy game. Again, can't quite remember what it was about now. Spiritfarer. Oh, that one, I remember that. Spiritfarer, it seemed a bit like Harvest Moon in a way that you're on this boat, you're basically the boatman carrying souls to wherever they're going. But in the same time, you're keeping like your passengers happy, and you're like kind of building and farming at the same time.
Is it like a unit? Is it like a?
It's weird. But it was interesting.
here you go. Romances with sorceresses in Witcher 3. There's three scenes where, and I think one of them you oh, she's in a bra there. Yes. There's different ladies with. You can have a. Wait a second, you can have a three-way in it.
It shows that Tim didn't get very far.
No, because I started playing it and then it was like,
I just want to bang people.
Yeah, I can do that in Fallout, so I was like, yeah, I did that in Fallout.
You can also do that in Elder Scrolls, can't you?
And Fable.
Yeah, Fable,
definitely. Christ.
You can even get condoms in Fable. Yeah.
One of the achievements in one of the Fable games is you basically just have an orgy. And I was like, yeah, come on. I got guys and male and female prostitutes. And I went to this little tent where you could... and just had this massive orgy. I was like, And then I came out with like four STDs. And I was like, yeah. Woohoo. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people saying that they had unicorn sex. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt on a stuffed unicorn, and look, they're naked, so they must be doing it on a unicorn. Oh, and you can get a unicorn. You can ride a unicorn. Not like that, but you can, I guess. Anyway.
Moving on.
They've also mentioned Baldur's Gate 3, which I was quite intrigued with. I need to go back to the originals now that I'm older, because as a kid playing them, they were very difficult. You were basically controlling an entire party of people at once, and it's like a top-down, real-time fantasy game. And it seems like the main tactic in order to get far in it is you had to keep pausing it and then telling everyone what to do and then unpause the game and then pause it again, tell everyone what to do. I mainly liked the original one, especially with my brother, because we found that you could record your own voices for like the characters.
Oh,
so you could then go over there and it'd be like, I'm on my way! And stuff like that. And we just loved it. So I don't know if I should mention that one. I'll probably save that one. Empire of Sin definitely looked interesting. That was basically a New York gangster thing.
I
don't know how to describe it in ways of other games, seemed intriguing.
I think it looked like a sort of Diablo, but with
gangsters.
My mall! Animal Crossing, did you have any... Did you care? Apparently a lot of people were like, it's been moved to 2020, no! My life is over! I can't wait for next year.
I saw it at first, because I think that they've improved on the graphics a lot more now, and they don't look like horrible block things with triangle noses and stuff and just weird creepy looking people. I first saw
you didn't
it
like
I
the like, art style.
I first saw it and I was like, oh, it could be like relaxing and interesting, and I was like, hang on, this isn't, because I was thinking more Harvest Moon. Because that seemed, in my mind, better than Animal Crossing. I don't know why, because they're pretty much similar. But then when they said Animal Crossing, I was like, oh, and then instantly my head went, like, I'm going to give you 75 tasks that require you to run around in a circle for 24 hours.
Why don't you call me anymore? Yeah. They always seem to get a bit too clingy, those games. I couldn't mesh with it. Let's talk about Marvel games, because there were two games, and I'll just mention the buzz around them first. Apparently a lot of people saw the first Marvel reveal, which was Marvel's Avengers, which has been made by Crystal Dynamics, the people that made the Tomb Raider games.
I was intrigued by that one.
Yeah. I thought some of them looked... I thought Captain America looked a bit odd. Like his armour. But I was like, oh, that'd be quite cool. Again, a lot of people are like, why can't you kill each other?
Yeah,
all I want to do is fight. Isn't there a...
PvP. Obsessed with it.
Isn't there a battle royale mode with this?
But yeah, this was more focused on actual working together as a team. And I was instantly like, oh, interesting. Marvel, Avengers, and we're working together. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
I was a bit sort of like confused as to why they didn't go for a more like cell shaded. The style sort of jars me a bit. I like what they did with Hulk and Banner though. I was like, that's cool. And the Iron Man suit looked cool as well. But yeah, some of the other characters looked a bit odd to me. I mean, I'm sure it'll be great, and let's face it, I'm going to pay money for it. But the other one was Ultimate Alliance 3,
yeah.
The Black Order, which I was already sold.
Yeah, yeah, I've played the previous one, so I was like, yeah, that'll be a fun little simple game.
Yeah, I do enjoy those.
You don't need to think on that. It's not like you're not going to just like cure cancer with that game, but it's fun.
Yeah,
that's all you need really from a video game. And there's like Deadpool's in it. There you go. That'll do. Sold a few tickets there. A few copies.
They kept Ghost Rider in it as well. He was in the previous ones. And I imagine Spider-Man and all there in there as well.
Yeah, they've even put Miles Morales, Spider-Man, in there as well.
Which is cool.
And Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
Or Ghost Spider, I think she's called. And they were like, oh, we're going to do DLC. And one of the DLC packs will be the Fantastic Four. We're going to bring them back into the video games. And for some reason, everyone was like, oh my god, Fantastic Four! And I was like, really? I mean, you've not given a crap about the Fantastic Four for the past...
Well, like, they always go, whenever there's something Fantastic Four, they're always like, wah! And then it comes out and they're like, I hate it!
Yeah,
Fantastic Four were the first Marvel family! I love them the most! And then they watch the film or something and they're like, oh my god, I can't stand the Fantastic Four!
I've never liked them.
I have always gone on record as hating Mr. Fantastic, so I just want to point that out. That I've always disliked Mr. Fantastic. The rest of them are fine. In fact, I think Susan Storm, Johnny Storm, and, well, Susan Richards, I guess.
Yeah. As they got
and
married.
The Thing. They've always been like, I've always liked them.
Ben Grimm. Ben Grimm, there you go. Knew his first
but,
name.
But Reed Richards have always been like, what a dick. What a major dick.
He is
dick.
A bit of a dick.
There was Dragon Quest XI S, Echoes of an Elusive Age. They released some more details about the Switch version of this game. Well, that is the Switch version of the game. And they were like, oh, now you'll be able to travel to the previous Dragon Quest games and have adventures there as well. Which I was like, okay, so this is already... I've been told it's a very expansive RPG anyway. And now you're going to add in...
Even more stuff.
Loads more content. I was like, all right, okay, let's go.
Well, how many hours in my day do I have?
Yeah, we're going to just... I'm literally just going to lock the doors. I'm not going out ever. Once that comes out, it's going to become a recluse and play that all the time. So the only way you'll be able to catch up with me is on Big Timmy's House. Subscribe. Yeah, it looked good. And there's a brum brum in the background.
A brum brum.
Somebody needs attention because they're like, I've put my bike so it goes like. Yeah, there was a load of other stuff like Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga, which is basically all the.
I don't know why they tried to say that the selling point. It's like, oh, it's got all the films in it, and the previous Lego Star Wars one had all the films in it just up until that point. So this has all of them plus the extra ones.
Yeah, but it doesn't even have all of them in there because it doesn't have the animated Clone Wars series in there. So it's like, it's nine movies worth of game, and apparently they're building it all from the ground up. I mean, more than likely, I'll buy it.
I'm kind of getting bored
of
the Lego
games. We
have to get
Xbox One for that.
No, we don't, because it's coming out on all platforms. So
is it?
This list is rubbish.
Rubbish.
It's
rubbish
from
list.
Future Publishing, so just bear that in mind. Future Publishing, if you guys don't know, generally tend to be a little crap with their information. They tend to make stuff up as well, which is really great.
Ooh, nice.
So these games that I'm looking at may not even exist.
Woohoo!
I kept hearing that there were loads of things like people with like Apex Legends and stuff like that. They were going like, "We've got another season," and I was like, "Nobody cares." Well, there's bound to be some 12-year-olds that are like, "Oh,
it's just a first-person shooter battle royale,
yeah,
PvP. That's all that is."
I think that was the main thing. Now,
just deleted it as well, because I mentioned briefly some of the games that I didn't. No, remember what they were, which is completely short on my list now, so I might be able to get it in one pod. But one of them, I can't remember, I think that was the Bleeding Edge one or something. It was basically Overwatch, but not. in a way that it was a battle royale game. You had these weird characters facing each other, but the battle they showed it looked more like hand-to-hand combat than it did shooting, although some people did have guns and there was one that was a mech and stuff, so they had some similarities. But it seemed like there was all these people fighting each other in kind of like a Smash type way, but not right. That kind of side on view. It's more like I guess third person on your character, and you're seeing all the fight going on around you and stuff.
Okay.
And you can work together in your and your team to bat each other around and stuff. So I was like, well, that seems kind of fun.
Well,
and it wasn't selling the fact that, oh, you know, oh, all this bad stuff's happening and we need you to save our world by killing each other. And you're like, that doesn't make any sense.
Sure, okay.
Whereas this one's like, this is a battle royale and it's fun. You're like, alright.
Yeah, sure. Life and battling.
I don't know whether you saw this one, Sakuna of Rice and Ruin.
Might have done, I can't remember it though.
It was basically this sort of like a platformer RPG thing where you have to you collect equipment like from feudal Japan to like do these things, and you're sort of like a goddess. You've got to try and regain your powers.
No, not the one I was thinking of.
It looked really really good. They were playing at Nintendo Treehouse and we saw a bit of the footage, and it looked like the art style was really nice. It wasn't pixel art, which I'm getting a little tired of now. I'm going to be honest. I keep seeing pixel art games. I'm like, okay, another one. And they have that as a selling point. It's like, it's pixel art. And you're like, great. Nice. Well done, you. Are you an indie studio? It's like, we're an indie studio. You're like, okay.
Play some of the retro games and you have non-stop.
pixel art.
Because that's what it was back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing, because I want to get the Collection of Mana, which is the load of games in the Mana series on the Switch, and that's all pixel artwork because it's from the Super Nintendo days. I don't mind that, but it's when they're shoving it in your face and being like,
yeah, yeah.
Whoa, this is a design feature. We've made our game in pixel art. You're like, all right, calm down. Because like this Shantae game on the Switch, I really like that. And that's sort of like a actual like animation.
Yeah.
And it's HD. They're like, it's HD. And I'm like, that's fine. Sell that as a point. Like a cartoony platformer that's in HD. I'll take that. That being said, I mean, one of my favourite games recently was Sonic Mania, which is all pixel. But that fits the style, and it's not pushing it like, this is pixel art! I'm trying to see. So Fallout 76 is getting some special DLC.
Yeah. I noticed that the Winterfall thing happened, Nuclear Winter, that dropped on my birthday for that week, and I was like, great, I've packed my PS4 away, so I can't try it. And they basically added PvP to the game, which they said they weren't going to do, but people kept moaning about everything about the game, and whenever new games were up, instead of commenting about the new game that has just been released, they're still moaning about Fallout on the chats for a completely different game. They're like, oh my god, will you shut up?
This is not the game we're talking about!
And so it seems now Bethesda's gone, fine, I'll give you a PvP. That's
like, people are like, oh my god, they said they weren't going to give us PvP. We need new canvas bags now.
I sold my game. It's like, god, will you shut up?
Oh, blimey. So yeah, they
continue from
there. We had to basically stop because the washing machine upstairs was like
super loud.
But we're talking about Fallout 76 and some of the add-ons that they're bringing into it. There was another bit that they mentioned where they're bringing NPCs into it.
Because people are like, we need more NPCs.
We need people to come. Well, I think it kind of did need people because it was all just robots. And if there was supposedly loads of people running around still that weren't in the vaults, and some that survived and were doing experiments to sort out this new virus going around, I'm surprised that there's no one alive. It's just robots. But it seems like they're also adding in the your well, they're adding back into it because they took it away, the fact that if you have high perception, you can have a perception option when you talk to someone, or if you have high strength, you can,
oh, yeah,
you can intimidate them, or if you've got high intellect, you maybe be able to hack a computer or something.
Yeah,
or,
yeah,
it has those options when talking to people again. So I was like, oh, they brought that back. Okay, good.
Is this something where I should buy a copy of the game now when it's like, because it's now like you can get it for like £5?
If you can get it for £5, I would definitely recommend it. For me, it's interesting just to watch it grow and see how it goes, because it was a broken game and I loved it because it was broken. It was hilarious.
Yeah, well, looking at your pictures you've taken of it, it's brilliant. Love them.
If you check out Boss Archive on Instagram, were you Jazz Chicken on Instagram?
I'm Jazz Chicken on Instagram, so you should be able to find.
You can actually see a load of the photos, and they are
brilliant,
beautiful.
With Fallout 76, I don't see it being really anything to go by story-wise, because they seem to have done a mishmash of everything in there. There's creatures from Far Harbor in there that shouldn't be there. There's other things that shouldn't be there at that timeline. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to include that with the whole timeline.
No.
It's just a multiplayer game. That's all it is.
Well, it's like a best of. Yeah. It's like one of these, some of these games where you get them.
Oops, sorry. The coaster got stuck.
Oh my god. Actors. It's like some of these games where you see and they go, that sometimes, well, nowadays especially, they have to go, this isn't canon. And then people are like, oh, but these things shouldn't be here. And they go, it's not canon. Maybe that's what they should have done with this.
I think with the, all the...
We want multiplayer. Here's multiplayer. Whoa, it's not canon.
I think all the written story that you can find, because all the story seems to be just scattered on remnants of things that you can read. And everyone's like, there's no stories.
Somebody's iPad's got fan fiction written on it, and you're like, oh my god, this must have happened.
So I think some of that stuff that it should still be included with the timeline, because it does actually fit. But when it comes to creatures and stuff, they're like, nah, they shouldn't be there at this point.
Unless they migrated hundreds of thousands of miles.
What if they were from a zoo?
Well, I don't know if I suppose it would be like an aquarium or something, wouldn't it? But
Timmy solves the Fallout plot hole.
It'd be an aquarium that's not on the map.
Don't
off map.
Don't take this away from me, okay?
Like, it's a strange thing. There's no, you come across theme parks and stuff, but no aquariums.
Well, that's because it's because the fish mutated and were like, let's destroy this now.
Yeah,
that'll teach them.
So no one else can be attached to aquarium.
Our children will not be forced to be in aquariums.
Crab people.
Like crab. Taste like people.
Taste like people.
Yeah, that's the song, isn't it?
No, it's the other way around.
Oh.
Taste like crab, look like people.
close enough.
Yeah, I mean, same difference. So, one of the games that I was most looking forward to seeing was one of the first that was shown on the E3 Nintendo conference. Luigi's Mansion 3!
Yeah, that looks very cool.
Mario!
I can't wait to just wander around this hotel. It's set in a hotel, so it's not really a mansion.
No.
Which I was like... I went on my fake Twitter page and was like, oh my god, it's not no mansion, it's a hotel.
It's where the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man started climbing up it.
I literally was watching that trailer and just been like, this is the game that I've been waiting for. And I always get nervous looking at certain games about like, how will I control this? And I think this is the E3. This is the time where I realised that I was like, "It's going to be so difficult to control." Is it like, how am I going to do this? And then all of a sudden, it's just like, "You're not going to have difficulty. You'll be fine. You'll be like the other ones."
There's a few extra pieces in it, isn't there? Like the jump.
Yeah, there's like a jump there's a thing where you can shoot out a plunger and then use that to suck things off.
In. Yep.
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued with Luigi's Mansion.
And multiplayer.
Yeah, yep. Totally.
There's
a whole
multiplayer mode where you can have like eight people, like eight Luigi's, like, wah, wah. That's Wario, actually. That's Wario Luigi, sorry.
And then there's Slime Luigi as well.
Guigi. Guigi was introduced in Luigi's Mansion 1. Well, Luigi's Mansion on the 3DS.
okay.
So it's like a remake of Luigi's Mansion, but on 3DS. And they introduced them as a way that you could do two-player mode on it. And it's great, but I think you need to have another person with Luigi's Mansion on DS. And obviously, nobody wants to play that with me. So Lady Giggles is looking like, I want to play with you. But we don't have two copies of that game.
No.
And I think you got me Luigi's Mansion 2, didn't you?
Yeah, which DS. We could do if we bothered. But yeah, it's a good game, and I think we will be playing
yeah,
it.
We'll probably be
playing it two-player.
Yeah,
because we can actually do it with Guigi. And it's it just looks fun.
That's right. And it's not just, you're not just having to find Mario this time, you're having to find Peach
and Toads. I don't know whether, I think Daisy might be the final boss, so.
It's just I'm Daisy.
I'm Daisy.
There is no Daisy, only Daisy.
So you'll be buying it for the Daisy.
Daisy. Killing off Daisy.
If any of you
sucking up Daisy, depending on which way you want to look at it.
Sucking up Daisy.
Yeah.
Oh. It's Dave's fantasy, that is. So if you guys can do some Daisy Zool fan art,
yeah, I'll totally do that.
For Dave.
Tim's trying to make me a huge fan of Daisy, which I'm not, but I would love to see a Daisy Zool fan art.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Told you guys.
The last one on my list, because the others we're going to mention in the other one, was Life is Strange 2. That looked really cool.
Isn't that something to do with Captain Awesome?
I think Captain Awesome is a part of it, but it's
like more, a spin-off
thing. Kind of, it's almost like a lead up to Life is Strange 2 or something like
that. It's like an interactive trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I'm really good at
it. If you played the first one, I loved the storyline. And yeah, I mean, I'm already sold for the second
one. Aren't you a girl that takes photos and you can travel into the photos using magic?
Using your mind.
But she gets nosebleeds, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Because she uses her mind powers, and that's what happens when you use mind powers, you get nosebleeds.
Yeah. And brain tumours.
Oh yeah, she dies, isn't she? Spoilers. She dies?
No. I don't remember this.
Oh.
No.
That must have been in my fan fiction, where I was like, she died of nosebleeds. It's not something to be joke about, guys. If you could make a donation to the Nosebleed Foundation, that would be appreciated.
They're researching on noses.
Yeah, they research on what happens, why psychic powers give you nosebleeds. So we should just hit the final one, unless anyone else has got any games that they liked. Any other games?
No, that's the only one, because the others I can't remember what they were.
Oh, cool. So we'll start with the one that's coming out this year, and then we'll move on to the next one. A Link's Awakening. A Link's Awakening! I don't know why I said A Link!
When is the old Link's
Awakening? Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening is getting a Game Boy. It was a Game Boy game, and it's been remade for the Switch. And it just looks
amazing.
It's just adorable.
Looks so cute.
You're there like, oh my
looks
god.
So cute.
I want it.
Yeah. We do want it.
We want it.
I was like, oh, another Zelda game. And then when they said Link's Awakening, I was like, hang on, I've played that. Is this a remaster?
But they've added loads of stuff to it.
But it's a remaster where they've actually remastered it, as opposed to just going, it's a remaster.
Yeah, and we've made
the same game.
We've made it look different.
We updated it for modern consoles by putting it on modern consoles. And you're like, that's not updating it for modern consoles. Like, shut up. The art style's like the sort of gotcha toys from the little balls, the gotcha machines. I think that's what they're called. Capsule machine things. Anyway, they're cute. It's cute.
It's cute. I like the new way you can make your own dungeon.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
You'd be able to scan in amiibos, and they announced an amiibo for it as well, which I was like, my wallet's already empty.
For the amount of new amiibos that's coming out this year.
I'm just throwing...
12 new amiibos coming out. They've already been pre-ordered. It's not good.
Nowhere to put these amiibos.
Hence why I bought a Nescafe original 1 kilo tin from work. I'm going to paint it and put Nintendo on it just for amiibos. I'm going to see if I can get another one from work.
Yeah, we've got like loads of Firefly loot crates around as well, just filled with amiibos and
Nintendo stuff.
And we've got a box of the Starlink stuff as well. Yeah, I've got to say though, it's worth every penny because it drives away the darkness. Yeah, the game itself just looks beautiful. You can scan your amiibos in and they give you parts to make up the dungeons, and then you can visit your friends' dungeons and play your own dungeons to get bonuses. And I was like, yes, please.
It does look fun. It does look real fun.
And that's the main thing that you should be looking at to play games. It shouldn't be that, but its graphics is 55 FPS and it looks like real life.
There's another character that fights with a sword. Oh!
That's the funniest thing, is Link has got a sword in this, so... Oh my god.
Not a Wind Waker.
Yeah. Just looks brilliant. And then there was the surprise at the end of the Nintendo conference.
Yeah.
Which I had an inkling. I knew they were working on it because I pay attention to Nintendo stuff. So I was like, I already knew that it was in development. But Breath of the Wild 2, a sequel to the Breath of the Wild. I shouldn't say Breath of the Wild 2 because that's not...
It's not really it, is it?
I think it's using the same engine, but it's going to be a new game. And it looks messed up.
It seems to be more focused on like the undead near enough.
Yeah.
It showed this weird mummy thing kind of snap its head shut to the side and eyes glowing.
There's already thousands and billions of rumours going around being like, oh, is it this character from this game? And you look at them and you're like, it doesn't look anything like him. And then he goes, oh, is it this character from this game? It's like, it doesn't look anything like them either. Like, I think somebody was saying it was the guy from A Link Between Worlds, which is the Game Boy, the DS.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the guy from our John Wick film, because he turned it head and went dun.
It's Harold.
Absolutely Harold. Can't wait for that. I'd like to see Harold in a
Zelda game.
Totally, yeah.
Finally, he makes his debut in a Zelda game.
Pressing debut.
You start the game and you're like, oh, that fight with Harold was. God. Well, on with the game.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I just missed that.
They don't have anything to do with it. The game itself looked interesting. I was looking at some bits and thinking, oh, well, could this be a link to this or that? And then I just thought, you know what? There's no point in theorising.
No.
As fun as it is, I'm just going to drive myself crazy. Going,
exactly.
What is this? What does this mean? Like, some of these people are now doing whiteboards of, like, information.
Is it Twilight? Is it this? Is it that?
Yeah, is it going into the Twilight realm? Are we travelling back to see Midna? And it's like, I just don't...
No, don't
even speculate.
That Midna would be nice, point, that'd be fun.
Midna at this point is probably dead anyway.
Granny Midna.
Oh, but she's still got this sort of like sexy legs and
and then she pans up and then you see her face and then she smiles and like teeth fall out.
It goes up her thighs and then you just see her boobs sagging right down by her.
You think it's her knees at first.
Yeah. Oh, she's got really sexy. Wait,
are they
the boobs? No, can't see. But I'm the Twilight Granny. I'm in my Twilight years, Sonny. Her voice actress, apparently she was just saying things in English and then they just reversed it. But I don't think she's English. I think I'm pretty sure she's Japanese. She's adorable though. I heard some of the people reversed what she'd said. So it plays the right way. You're like, oh, I want to give you a cuddle. Yeah, I've got to say.
We can't wait for that. That'd be exciting.
Yeah.
I'm still playing Breath of the Wild now, and it's just amazing every time. Well, I say that. Because I've been playing Ni No Kuni 2 for such a long time, obviously the buttons are reversed, aren't they, for the PlayStation?
Yeah.
So then I'm pressing what I thought was X or A, and it's not, it's B. So I'm falling down cliffs. I'm like,
diving off the edge.
Yeah,
to your death.
Running away.
Going, no! Because I was editing while you were doing it, and all I could hear everyone was. I was like, you're alright. Yeah, I'm just playing games. Okay.
It's the wrong bloody button!
But yeah, so I think that's probably a good time to to wrap it up.
Now that the washing machine's going again.
The washing machine's back on. So, guys, it's been wonderful to have you at Big Timmy's house. As usual, check out the social medias and send us a message, comments, and all that sort of thing. Jazz is streaming at Twitch.
Oh, I'm sliding down the chair.
I will be, not yet, but I will be. Just getting everything sorted, getting subscription rewards and follow rewards all planned out and sorted.
All you have to do is keep up with his ibuprofen or whatever it is.
My ibuprofen. Yes.
I don't know, I'll tweet it out or something. Just, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, keep up with my paracetamol.
What else is there? Check out YouTube, Big Timmy's House, Facebook, Big Timmy's House, Twitter, Big Timmy. And we will see you.
You can catch his Beechams.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I am Jazz.
Get out of my house.
Bye.